Well, it is St. Patrick's Day and the weather is meant to be fine, so inevitably more people will gather together outside. The Taoiseach and public health specialists have asked us not to do anything which would lead to the COVID-19 virus spreading. We're joined this morning by Cork-based GP and COVID lead for the Irish College of General Practitioners, Dr. Nuala O'Connor. Dr. O'Connor, you're welcome to the programme. We're at a critical moment, aren't we? If people socialise today because of how transmissible the virus is at the moment, are we potentially getting into a situation where case numbers could surge again?
Absolutely. I think this virus actually hasn't changed from the virus that, you know, in the recent months. What's happened is we now have more of the B.1.1.1 variant, which is actually more transmissible than the virus that we had in the run-up to Christmas. And I think the case numbers, unfortunately, in the last 2 weeks, they seem to have stalled in terms of the reduction. So there's still quite a bit of COVID disease in the community. And we've had one or two signals from the GP data in the last week or so that are concerning. So our GP community tracker, again, we can see that the number of cases meeting the criteria for COVID when people present with symptoms, that seems to have stalled. The reduction is not continuing. And when we look at our GP Sentinel practice network, which is where anyone who presents with symptoms of a flu-like illness, they're all tested for COVID. And even though the amount of people presenting with symptoms of flu-like illness has not increased, the number positive for COVID has gone from 9.7% to 13.9% in over the course of the last 2 weeks. So some signals of concern there. And while I know, you know, say for instance in Cork, I mean, we in our practice, we haven't had a COVID case for positive for the last 5 weeks. And it's easy to sort of think, oh, sure, look, things aren't too bad near where me. I haven't heard of much COVID around. But COVID is there. The virus hasn't changed. And if we give this virus an opportunity to resurge, it certainly will do. And we know that this virus loves when people get together, particularly indoors. And I think, you know, we've all heard, you know, certainly about people planning to get together indoors. I mean, we've been hearing about, you know, play dates for children. I think sometimes parents feel, sure, look, they're together in school. You know, it's no harm getting a few of them together today, indoors or outdoors. But we are still in a level five. And the advice is that we really need only to meet up with one household outdoors for exercise and to keep moving. And if we do find ourselves in a place where it's quite crowded, even in an outdoor area, it's important to put on a mask. So I think, you know, we've done so well in this country. Things are going largely in the right direction. Our vaccine programme is accelerating. But for the moment, we really need to focus on staying apart to stay safe and following all of the public health measures.
But are you seeing evidence too of people's support for the guidelines fraying? Because if we look at these latest figures on outbreaks, they show 205 family outbreaks last week, 31 of those among extended families. So that would suggest that families are visiting each other when they shouldn't be.
Yes, and that certainly is our concern. As and you know, I personally, I've heard about, you know, friends of mine with children who've been invited. You know, their child has maybe invited to go on a play date again because they're going to school, or you know, we're just hearing reports of this. And you know, we know that when people started to socialise at Christmas among families and friends, this virus absolutely took off, and that could happen again. We've had this situation previously, though, related to a school holidays around Halloween last year. The numbers plateaued for a while. In fact, they even went back up again, but we got it back under control. So I suppose the appeal to people is to enjoy St. Patrick's Day, but to enjoy it safely. It's a beautiful day outside. get out, get some exercise, grab a cup of coffee, but have the cup of coffee and keep walking and keep going. Not to be standing together talking, not for people to be sitting around outdoors, and most importantly, for people not to be getting face to face indoors except with their immediate household or if they have a support bubble. Just for one more St. Patrick's Day, what we need to do is we need to keep the getting together by virtual means rather than by in person.
But it is very, very hard, as you will well know. We're over a year into this now, and people will say today, for example, as you say, it's going to be a lovely day. The sun's going to be shining. It's just inviting us outside. And people will say, well, it's safer to be outside. It's safer to meet my friends, go for a walk, have a coffee as we walk, but meet in a group outside. That's safer. What would you say?
Well, meeting outside is always safer than meeting inside. But this virus, you know, even with groups meeting outside, the temptation with groups, I think, is to get closer together, to to break that 2 meter distance. And currently, under level 5 guidance, the guidance is that we should only be meeting with one other household for exercise. So our message to people is to get outdoors, enjoy the outdoors, but to enjoy it safely. And we must remember what we're trying to do here is we're trying to maintain the steady progress so that we can continue with what we are hoping to do, which is, you know, get all of our schools open, get the virus numbers down a little bit further. We need to protect our most vulnerable with vaccination, and we're on target for that. I mean, the over 70s, despite what has happened with the pause in AstraZeneca at the moment, which hopefully the EMA is going to give a decision on that tomorrow, Thursday. But within general practice, we're on target with our over 70s. We'll be vaccinating in our own practice today. We'll be doing dose 2 of our 85s. And so if we move this on another couple of weeks, you know, we're going to have a lot more of our vulnerable people protected. And we're already seeing very, very positive impacts of vaccination. Mm-hmm. So we can see in our healthcare workers, the amount of people, healthcare workers contracting COVID has literally fallen off a cliff. The amount of people who are contracting COVID while they're in hospital has absolutely substantially reduced. We have a huge reduction in outbreaks in nursing homes. We've also seen a much steeper fall off and the incidence of COVID disease in our over 85s. So there are real signs that vaccination is starting to have an impact in Ireland. And we know in countries that are ahead of us, it's having an even greater impact.
Okay.
So there is a lot of cause for hope, but we just need to keep going for a little bit longer so that we can be in a position where the case numbers are a bit lower, we've protected our most vulnerable, and that then gives us more options for opening up society.
Okay.
Because what we don't want to happen at the moment is to relax too soon, have the case numbers go back up, and to delay the options for the government to open things up a bit further from the 5th of April, which is planned.
Thank you very much indeed. Dr. Nuala O'Connor, Cork-based GP, COVID lead for the Irish College of General Practitioners.